Today, the federal government took a new step in its efforts to fix the financial crisis. It's responding to calls for more help from money market funds. These funds are crucial to the nation's economy. They hold several trillion dollars of deposits. That money normally gets loaned out to banks and other big companies, but that system has been frozen. NPR's Chris Arnold found some encouraging signs that this latest effort is already working.
In the world of money funds, David Glocky is a big player. He runs Vanguard's flagship Prime Money Market Fund, managing $103 billion. He likes this latest move by the Fed.
Oh, this is a grand slam.
We reached Glocky today after news of the Fed's action came out, and he was already moving around a lot of money that he'd previously been keeping locked up.
Well, let's just say in the last, about a half hour ago, I sold almost $2 billion worth of Treasury securities. There's a lot of money that's going to flow back into commercial paper and bank CDs.
Okay, if you're not too familiar with things like commercial paper, here's what's going on. Money funds basically make short-term loans to all kinds of banks and big stable companies. Those loans are a huge reservoir of money that's like tap water for the economy. But as the financial crisis deepened, the money funds shut down the pumps, and the money stopped flowing out to banks and corporations. The funds have been worried about depositors pulling out their money, so they've had to just sit on a lot of cash.
Oh, absolutely. We've been more inclined to go ahead and keep a larger portion of our portfolio wrapped up in U.S. Treasury securities.
Without that money, construction projects have been put on hold, new machinery and equipment's not getting ordered, it's harder for average people to get loans. It's a big part of the liquidity crisis that could mean much higher unemployment and a really nasty recession. So the government now is basically saying to the money funds, look, go ahead and loan money to the banks and big companies that need it, and if you get in a jam and need to raise cash, we'll buy most of those loans off of you so you won't have a problem. David Glocky.
The Fed stepping up and providing this particular program is going to just flood liquidity into the marketplace. It's much, much better than it was yesterday.
Glocky says in just the past week, a lot has changed. There's this latest move combined with the government's decision to make direct equity injections into the nation's banks.
We see now the initiative that the government is willing to take. They've gotten it. They understand what they have to do. And they're going at it from all different sides. And that's presenting a ton of confidence into this market. And it's causing people like myself to look at the investment prospects differently than I did a month ago. And as a result, I'm starting to put money to work.
Glocky expects he'll be moving $25 billion, about a quarter of his entire fund, back into these short-term loans to banks and big companies. Vanguard is just one firm, but this is a very good sign. Pete Kyle is a finance professor at the University of Maryland.
I think it is substantial evidence that the ice is breaking up.
Kyle thinks this latest move by the Fed will be a big help, and if it's done right, he thinks it may not cost taxpayers much money. Some investors, though, think the government should do even more to prop up money market funds. The government recently moved to guarantee any prior deposit into the funds, but hundreds of billions of dollars has already flowed out of them. To get that money back into the system, some say they think the government should expand the insurance program to cover future deposits into money funds as well. Chris Arnold, NPR News.